Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
A visit to Kauai, the island of discovery, would not be complete without an exploration of the Kauai Museum in Lihue Town. The museum does a masterful job of showcasing Kauai's history, from geological formation through thousands of years of anthropologic and ethnographic history. Here you will discover the storytelling of Hawaiian history through the dance of hula, to the arrival of missionaries in the early 1800s through the age of sugarcane plantations, a time when life in cane camps dominated the culture on the Garden Isle. Even though modern-day Kauai is just that, with cell phones, internet, and five-star resorts, ancient Hawaii lives on through cultural customs, from song and dance to spiritual beliefs. And the Kauai Museum is the place where your journey of discovery on the Garden Isle will all come together. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Join me at the Kauai Museum in Lihue Town, where Lamia Almeida talk story with us about the museum, as well as the art of the hula, and Miss Almeida knows her stuff, as she's a hula dance instructor in addition to her work at the museum.
Aloha, my name is La'amea Almeida, and we are here at the Kauai Museum and here in the heart of Lihue Town. I'm excited to take you through right now.
So this is the centerpiece of the museum where we're at now?
It is. This building tells a story of Kauai and Ni'ihau. So it tells of the origin of Kauai geologically. It tells you about the lifestyle of the people, all of the special things that make Kauai so exciting, the different artifacts that we have here that are specific to Kauai, like the koi ponders that we have, the makaloa mats, even stories about our Hawaiian lineage, our chiefs and our chiefesses. It's all right here in this building.
Tell us about some of the objects that we see here.
Well, right in front of you here, you see some umeke, which are Hawaiian bowls. You can see how beautiful, bright, and shiny they are, shined up with coconut oil or kukui oil, and they were pieces on family dinner tables, like this one right here, probably filled with poi, which was a staple for the Hawaiians.
A lot of what we see here, is it old and been donated by families, or is it new reproductions?
Most everything here have been donated. Our collections have been donated by families that have been on the island for many, many years. Right here in front of you, you see this is a new artifact to our museum, and it is the symbol of Lono, the god Lono. We use it during the Makahiki season, which is a period where the Hawaiians would stop their work and pay homage to this god, Lono. It starts in September, and it lasts for about 3 to 4 months, and it's when rains are abundant, thanks to Lono, and the soil and the lands get replenished with nutrients and rest for that period for the purpose of planting again in the spring months.
In front of us, this stone looks like a game of some sort.
Yes, this is a konane board. It's checkers. It's Hawaiian checkers. And the Hawaiians were playing it before the missionaries got here. Our checkers is a little different. The strategy is a strategical game, and it's the person who has the last move is the person who wins. And so we know that the chiefs would use this game to sharpen their mind about warfare.
Strategy.
Correct, yeah. Correct. And we have a gentleman that comes here and provides this activity instruction on certain Saturdays, and he makes his own konane boards, and they're here for purchase, and you get to learn and take the board home with you.
Good. This one here is stone. Is this an ancient one, or is this a reproduction?
This is a reproduction, but as you can see, it was made in the shape of our island, Kauai.
Straight in front of us, we have a phenomenal cloak. Tell us about that.
This cloak, as you can see with the red and the yellow feathers, it's a symbol of royalty. Anytime that you see the feathers, it's a royal standard. So this cape, it is very old, and we're fortunate to have it in our collection.
Is this one of the capes that's made out of the bird feathers of the bird that is extinct now?
Yes, it is. The cape in front of us come from the birds of the O'o and the I'iwi, little tiny birds, and they would collect the birds by putting sap on the branches where the birds would come and perch, and they remove just a few feathers from each bird, so you can imagine how many times they would have to go out and trap a bird to obtain all of the feathers that they needed.
And this headgear over here, that's pretty phenomenal. That's original too?
Yes, it is. What you see alongside of it also are the feather lei, or the lehulu, also of the birds that we talked about, and also from the bird, the mamo, the yellow feathers that you see here, and the black feathers. And the necklaces made out of human hair, the lei niho pala'o.
Would that be from Kamehameha time? Or?
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely from way back then.
Isn't it a miracle that these items survive?
It is, and it's humbling to work here and to be amongst these artifacts, and you start to feel like you become protectors of all of these treasures.
Classic, priceless.
Yes.
Cannot replace. Talk to us about your specialty.
Oh, I love sharing the Hawaiian culture programs that we have here at the museum. Just today we had a young gentleman here that came and he shared with us some information that he gathered with his students having to do with the Hawaiian lunar calendar, which was really exciting. It's quite different from the Gregorian calendar. And we learned a lot about how to apply the findings to our everyday life, such as when is a good time to fish and when is a good time to farm during those moons.
And the cycles, yeah.
Correct.
And this is intact history that's been passed down orally, or was it written down a long time ago?
I believe most of it was oral. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, the missionaries came and offered the scientific methods, and so then it was recorded at that time. Uh-huh. But now they're bringing it back to, you know, observing, being silent, observing with your senses and recording information in that way.
Talk to us about your personal passion.
I love hula. I'm a hula dancer. I'm a hula teacher. Oh, and so that's what I enjoy sharing here at the museum. We have quite a beautiful collection of pahu that was donated to us by Auntie Sarah Ka'ilikea's family. She was a kupuna here on Island. And we have some of her implements, and it's a honor to have them here.
Can we take a look at that?
Oh, sure. Great. So here we have two of her pahu, and they're very special. One is from a fallen coconut tree that she had found here.
What are pahu?
Pahu are drums. They're ceremonial drums. The fallen coconut tree is from the area of Wailua, and that is very significant on our island because from Wailua is where the first pahu drums came up from Tahiti. So that tie-in is very heartfelt when you look at a drum like this.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other accoutrements or implements that would be involved.
And so here we also have her ipuheke, and we have some implements here, such as the uliuli, the feather rattlers, and also pu'ili, which is the split bamboo that's here.
And do you know much about the history of the hula on the island in Hawaii and how it started and where it came from? Was it Tahitian?
Every island likes to believe that they have their own birthplace of hula. And on Kauai, being that we're the oldest island, we like to believe that we have the birthplace of hula here, and that is over on our north shore at Ke'e, at a heiau called Ke'ahu'olaka, proudly represented by our chief Lohiau Ipo, who is the chief of that area, and also had a hula halau. Hula halau from all over the island love to come and pay homage to not only Lohiau, but to the goddess Laka at this place and celebrate hula.
Tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind hula. I imagine you're imparting instruction and teaching like your daughters through the metaphor of dance. Is that true?
Yeah, hula is a means by which history has been preserved. The whole purpose of dancing hula is to tell the story. And yes, stories were transmitted generation to generation to generation. And so there's a lot of kuleana or responsibility placed on dancers to tell the story the way it was told to you, to dance the dance that was taught to you.
So when you were a little girl, was your mom a hula dancer?
No, my mom was not, but she encouraged me to dance hula, and I've been dancing since I was 7.
When you were 7, a little girl starting out, do you remember the oldest hula woman that you ever met and how old they were and their lineage?
Actually, you know, when I was inspired to dance hula, my hula teacher at the time, she was a beautiful, young, vibrant woman. And I stayed with her for many years. Her name was Ku'ule Punua. I can just remember her beauty in the moonlight dancing on a stage. And she was captivating, and she is the reason why I started dancing hula. I'm sure I'd like to inspire somebody to do the same.
Talk to us for a moment about the plantation era on Kauai.
Well, I grew up in a time where the plantation was just starting to phase out, and it's wonderful that we have so many artifacts here that can bring us back to that time. Unfortunately, you know, you drive around today and you don't see plantation fields like, you know, you would even 10 years ago. And upstairs here, we have a wonderful sample of what a plantation house would be. You know, the kids come here and they love to look at this and things that they hear their grandparents talking about. And so this brings things full circle for them. Stories that they've been told, they can actually see them here right at the Kauai Museum.
And you'd have items from the cane workers' houses as well as the plantation owners, I imagine.
Oh, it's wonderful. We even have records such as their log of how much they got paid a day, which wasn't much at all. We do have some tools up here that they used, clothing, and items from the mill also.
To sum it up, the Kauai Museum is really a must-do, must-stop-in for anybody that wants to understand the island before today.
Well, definitely. When you come here, it's the heart and soul of Kauai and Ni'ihau. It's our heritage. It's somewhere you want to come to before you even start venturing out. You get a very wonderful appreciation of the life here on the island.
So after you leave the museum, everything you see and do will make more sense.
I believe so.
Well, we're out of time, but thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming, for visiting with us. My name is La'amea Almeida, and you can reach me via the website, which is www.kauaimuseum.org. And our phone number here is area code 808-245-6931.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and aloha.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Kauai Museum on the island of Kauai.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious 214 Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant. Oh.